Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Long John Jim. I'm an old cowhand milking on a farm, and the cows complain if my hands ain't warm.
Not back yet, and your mum says I'm fit waiting here.
Okay, old timer, pull up a tombstone and sit down.
Oh, you're at it again with your cowboy business, are you?
Sure thing, Gabby Wheeler. I'm all there with my pork and beans. Recitation. When Jesse James played gambling games, the aces he'd all got him. So he tucked him neat right under his seat and dealt him from the bottom.
Oh, give over, Jim. You'll have me in hysterics. Oh, if the entertainment's all as good as this, I shall have fit come round here every Saturday morning.
Eh? Oh, yes, and bring your money with you. Then you and me, definitely go get pictures.
Pictures, Jim?
Yeah, there's a smashing one on at the Rialto this afternoon.
So you want me for to take your tip pictures this afternoon?
No, I want me for to get you tip pictures with your money. I mean,
You little scrounger, you're at it again.
Eh? Oh, hello, ma'am. Isn't she looking pretty, Mr. Wheeler?
That'll do. Here, Mr. Wheeler, a cup of tea for you while I deal with this young rascal.
Oh, Tar. Jim was just saying...
I know what Jim was just saying. He's broke and you're not the first one he's tried. He wanted me to take him to this silly cowboy film.
Ooh. Yes, and I was flogging a dead bronco.
That'll do. I couldn't have taken you, even if I'd wanted to. I'm going to Mrs. Billington's this afternoon with Mrs. Eccles and Mrs. Higginbottom.
Well, I'd love for it. Go and see that picture with old Jim.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, no, I can't. I've got for it to look after me shop.
Oh, flipping it. Can't Mrs. Wheeler for to look after it?
Oh, no, she wants some for that, Jim, doing my job for me while I were at pictures. And in her ass, she wears trousers. Big red flannel ones, they are, we lace it.
Oh, heck, there must be somebody who'd like to go and see a Western.
Come in, Alfie.
It's our Susan.
Of course, Alfie, oh. I bet he'd like to go.
Now, you leave Alfie alone.
But I want to go to the pictures.
Well, you should be out in the fresh air this afternoon, not stuck in a stuffy cinema.
Why, your mum's right, Jim. It's unhygienious. It's a lovely day today. Why don't you go out and play with that little fat friend of yours?
Because my little fat friend is rehearsing at the school hall today. Fat Aussie Higgy's Long John Silver.
Who? Oh, him in Treasure Island with Peg Leg. Him as talk's a bit funny.
a bit funny. Not like you, Mr. Wheeler. They wanted me for to play him. But as I told them, us great actors haven't got time for to waste acting for daft kids.
Very funny. Your teacher told me on the bus you were turned down because you weren't good enough.
That sounds more like it.
I'm a little Long John Silver's not all that bad. I played him when we did the play at Howard's Phillips.
Hey, did you really, Alfie? Go on then, do a bit for us. Not full play, just an expert.
All right, well, then let me see. I'm Long John and I'm talking to Israel Hans, the mate on the ship, the Hispaniola, I think. And I'm telling Israel he has ears but no brains. And then, Israel, your head ain't much account, nor ever was. But you're able to hear, leastways it's big enough, your head. No, your ear. Both of them. No, that's not right. I'll start again. Oh, Israel.
What big ears you've got.
What big ears? No head. Oh, say, Balto.
Oh, so that were rascally ship's cook, Long John Silver, were it?
Yeah, it sounded more like Captain Flint's parrot.
At least Alfie was in the play, which is more than you are.
Well, I'm not bothered about the rotten play. Let him get on with it. I couldn't care less.
Come away in the living room, Higgy.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Well, like I say, you see, the wife's very disappointed about it.
I'll bet she is. What do you think, Pat? Young horse is full of flu.
He's full of wind as well.
What was that?
He needs a lot of wind to do all that spouting, acting in the school play.
Well, he won't be in the school play now.
You what? Ozzy won't be Long John Silver? What did they sling him out for? Teaching the parrot to say naughty words?
I'll do time for you before I've finished.
Jimmy, for the last time, behave yourself.
Sorry, ma'am. I won't say any more. I've just remembered a phone call I want to make.
Yes, to your teacher begging for Ozzy's part.
I'll get a part in it for you, sister dear. You can be Black Dog. He dies on page 2.
Oh, come on, Alfie. Let's go in the front room. We might get some peace in there.
Yeah, right, Susan. Excuse me, Mrs. Clitheroe.
All right, Alfie. I'm sorry about Ozzy, Mr. Higginbottom. What's the matter with him again?
Oh, he's full of cold. He was rehearsing last night in that drafty school hall and he came home soaking wet and his throat's gone all funny. He's laid in bed there sweating cobs and croaking like a lovesick bullfrog.
Well, it's not serious, is it, Higgy?
Oh, no, but he has to stop in bed a few days. So he won't be in the school play now.
It's funny, Ozzy getting wet last night, though. I don't remember it raining, do you, Mr. Wheeler?
Hey, up raining? All right. I'd best get off home. I'll come back me cold.
No, last night, Charlie. It didn't rain, did it?
Well, it was bone dry where we were, eh, Peter? It rose and cranes. Mind, we did get our tonsils a bit wet, didn't we?
Well, I can't understand it either. I mean, I never saw any rain.
Success! I've done it. I'm in.
You mean you've got a part in the play?
That be right, Miss Purity. Me, Captain Smollett, Squire Trelawney, young Jim Hawkins, and Israel Hands. We all set sail on the good ship, His Pianiola. 7:30 in the school hall next Saturday night.
What? But that only gives you a week to learn your part.
The teacher's sorting it out with me tomorrow, so I'll start tonight in bed reading the book.
Here's a lot to learn, Jim.
Oh, I know some of it already through listening to Ozzy. Mind, I don't think Long John ever says, pull me out of the duck pond, you big grinning ape.
Hey, when did Ozzy say that?
Last night when he was paddling in the... I forget.
Jimmy, have you been up to something with Ozzy?
It was the other lads who did it. I only thought of it.
I knew there was something.
Jimmy, what happened last night?
Wasn't me, ma'am. The other lads put him on the raft and cast him adrift.
And then the raft sank, did it?
Well, no wonder with big fat Ozzy on... it was only a few inches deep, and anyway, it was me who dragged him out, Mr. Higginbottom.
Well, if it was only a few inches deep, why was his head all wet?
Because I dragged him out by his feet.
Oh.
Said Long John, who was standing by, his crutch under his arm, and at once broke into the words I knew so well. 15 men on a dead man's chest, and then the whole crew bore chorus. Yo-ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
For the last time, shut up and get to sleep.
Sorry, Squire Jock, the grandad. I just got carried away.
I order scripture if you don't get this light off.
Sorry, Grandad, but I'm all excited. It's my first rehearsal tomorrow.
Aye, well, we're all excited as well. Now get to sleep.
Yes, Grandad. Night-night.
Good night, Jim.
Yes, it's my big day tomorrow. Long John Jim, that's me. We're doing the boat scene tomorrow, setting sail. You'll have to have a ship's log. I wonder who'll write it every day. The cabin boy can do it. Jim Hawkins, the goody-goody. I can't do it. I'm Long John Silver, the baddie. I'll fix that, Jim Hawkins. Betty be as daft as Alfie all. Hey, it'd be funny if it was Alfie writing the log. Alfie Hawkins, I mean. Daft Alfie Hawkins, writing the daft ship's log.
Here is the ship's log, and this is Alfie Hawkins writing it. covered 20 miles today, sailing east, north, west, south, and left hand down a bit. On our way to seek fame and fortune, which we shall share equally amongst us.
Long John, Jim! Long John, Jim! Ah, there you are, cabin boy.
Oh, hello, Squire Trelawney. I was just writing the ship's log, and it's not easy.
Why not?
The log keeps rolling about.
You don't use a real log, you stupid cabin boy. Have you seen the ship's cook, Long John, Jim?
Ah, here I be, Squire Jock Trelawney, lad.
Now, Long John, Jim, what delicious food have you prepared for us this day?
Before I answer that, Squire lad, be it true that the treasure's to be divided equal amongst us all, officers and crew alike, be it true, be it?
It is.
Arr, good. I've prepared a delicious banquet in me galley, Squire lad. Ha ha. Me own special favourite. Ha ha. Seaweed pie.
Seaweed pie? Bye.
Arr, Alfie lad, tis me own special recipe. Arr, tis very powerful.
How do you mean powerful?
It grows that much hair on your chest, you can knit it into a pullover.
Ah, well, then go and serve the food, Long John.
Arr, anything you say, Squire lad. 30 men on a dead man's chest. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of orange scotch.
Second day at sea. I'm feeling ill. Could not eat any food yesterday, but helped Long John Jim to serve his seaweed pie to all 30 members of crew. This morning, only 25 off crew reported for duty. Loud groaning noises coming from crew's quarters. Long John Jim says it is ship's planks rubbing together. Must break off writing, as here comes the mysterious lady with the most beautiful daughter. Can I help you, mysterious lady with the most beautiful daughter?
We're looking for the cook, boy.
Yes, Long John Jim, they call him.
Yeah, they call him worse than that when they've eaten his seaweed pie.
Now, pray, where is the cook?
Harry, I be, me lady lad. Tell I, albeit that you be aboard this ship.
Well, it was all an unfortunate accident. When we came aboard with our comforts, my daughter was knitting Captain Smollett a bed jacket.
That'd be a novelty. A bed wearing a jacket.
Yes. She cried across the deck to me, "I've finished. What shall I do?" And like a fool, I shouted, "Cast off." And some idiot pulled up the anchor.
Forgive me. I was that idiot, my lady.
And what an idiot. To think he'd be entitled to his share of the treasure. I must fix him up with some of my seaweed pie. Excuse I. 25 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of ice cream soda.
Fifth day out at sea. Still unable to eat, but still helping Long John Jim to serve meals to the crew. Each day, two men less report for duty. I think this ship has a curse on it. Must break off now. Here comes Long John Jim the cook.
Arr, there you be, Alfie lad. Be you feeling like any food today?
Well, I wouldn't mind some, but not the stuff you serve. Uh-oh, they get a seaweed pie.
But today I be changing the menu. He's got a choice of three special dishes.
Ah, now then, that's better. Now, what are they?
Seaweed and chips. Grilled seaweed and seaweed in the hole.
I must eat something. I'm starving.
Good, I'll put it down for a morsel or two. Now, tell I, have he seen the mate? Is he Hans?
No, not lately. And his name's Israel. Well, why do you call him Izzy?
Because he reminds me of a rascally villain I once knew called Higginbottom. His son is called Ozzy.
Is he?
No, Ozzy. Is he be his dad? Well, I just told him.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you'll find him. He's very, very busy with all the crew being ill. He says they won't live through it.
Arr, tis very unfortunate. But don't forget, Alfie, lad, 'twill mean us that he's still alive and get bigger share of the treasure. 7 men and a cabin boy on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of dandelion and bird. Now to taste me like a concocky auction. Horrible. Good.
Bleeder, Long John. Long John John, Long John Jim, be ye in the galley?
Are I be? Be that Izzy, is it?
Aye, tis me, Izzy. And that be ye, Long John Jim.
Are I be me and you be ye, so we be we, baby.
Ah, that's true. But be we alone?
Are we be we? I wish we never started this.
Well, your tricks worked, Long John. When the crew reported for duty this morning, both of them, I sent them to get their dinner, and now they're both goners.
Arr, that be my new cook's special, seaweed and custard. I've just brewed some more to finish off Squire Trelawney and his mob.
Quiet. Here comes Daft Alfie Hawkins, the cabin boy.
Good. I told him to come and collect the dinners for Trelawney and the others.
Hello, Long John Jim. Are the dinners ready? I'm dying for something to eat.
There you will be.
Hello, Mr. Feet.
Hands.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hands.
No, we're all friends here. He wants you to call him by his first name.
Does he?
No, is he?
Look, hadn't he better go and eat his dinner with the rest?
No. I'll be cooking some fish and chips for Alfie, lad. The dinner's for the others.
Why not him?
Smashing, Long John Jim.
That'll be all right. Excuse us a minute, Alfie, lad. Come over here, Izzy.
Where is it?
We want him fit when we go ashore tomorrow to find the treasure. Somebody's got to do the digging and carrying.
But he'll want a share.
After we find the treasure, he'll get his share. A seaweed trifle.
By ye be a rascal, Long John, ye be.
I be, bain't I, Izzy? We both be, me and ye, we be rascals, we be. I be, we be, we be. Oh, heck, I be off again.
I'd be thinking that map of yours is false, Long John. This is the 13th hole we've dug.
Well, what do you mean, we? I've done all the digging.
Now, fair's fair, Alfie, lad. I'd be holding your coat, and every time you fainted, Izzy, you threw a bucket of water over you.
Can't I stop for a breather?
Not now, but as soon as we find the treasure chest, you can have a nice long rest. A very long rest.
I found it. The spear's at my chest. I mean the treasure. How much is it? 6, 7, 8.
9, 10, you're out. Hand me that musket, Izzy.
Wait a minute. You can't shoot the lock from there.
I won't be aiming at the lock.
Avast, Long John. Wait till he helps us to lift it out.
Oh, that's all right. I can lift it myself. Look. Hey, the lock's broken. See?
What?
It's empty.
Avast, belay, we've been robbed. Hoist me yardarm and kick me in the scuppers.
Keep digging. Keep digging. Keep digging.
Who's that?
It be either a talking goat or Walter Gabriel.
You're wasting your time.
From the smell, I think it's a goat.
Wait a minute, I know this is. Underneath all them rags and that dirty beard, don't he recognise him, Long John?
Splice me braces. Is it? Can it be? It can't be. It is.
Oh, Mick Jagger.
It be Ben Gunn. Him was marooned because he couldn't find Captain Flint's treasure.
Aye, but I did find it. I did. Ben found the gold. Ben found the gold. E-I-I-G-O. Got a piece of cheese, just a bit, a morsel, a teeny weeny bit of cheese, in your pocket, just a crumb.
Get off me trousers.
Billy, there, you overgrown mouse. Where's the treasure? Come on, talk.
I'll tell you, for a piece of cheese, a big lump of cheddar, a room full of Cheshire, Danish blue, a mantle of Gorgonzola.
Show us the treasure, and when we get back aboard, we'll empty every mouse trap on the ship.
Right, our mates. I'll show you the treasure, and we'll divide it equally between the four of us. Cheese, cheese. I want some cheese.
Don't worry, mate. After we get the treasure, you'll eat cheese for the rest of your life. All 5 minutes of it.
Ye be a real villain, ye be.
So be ye. We both be villains.
But ye be a bigger one than I be.
No, ye be a bigger one.
No, I be a little bee. You be the biggest bee I ever see.
Stop arguing, Alfie. Get Ben Gunn tied up with the rest. Or I'll crack the skull with me belaying pin.
All right, all right. Hold your hand still, Mr. Ben.
It's not fair. I didn't get me cheese. Me cheese.
If you want cheese, have a drink of this goat's milk and jump about a bit.
There, I've tied his hands.
Right, now you lie down. Long John, you'd better... tie up Alfie Hawkins while I keep him covered.
I'll do that, Izzy. I will. Hold me musket.
Right.
Put your hands together, Alfie, lad. Lie on your face. Get over.
There's no need to... my mouth. I'm getting all dust and straw in my mouth.
Well, don't eat it all now. You'll be hungry again tomorrow. Dare not be done. Give me my musket, Izzy.
No, I'll not give thee the musket. But I'll give you a bullet between the eyes. Unless he lie down on thee face.
What?
I be going to tie ye up and leave ye with the rest, Long John. I be taking all the treasure.
But, Izzy, we be shipmates. We be pirates. Blood brothers. Be ye turning on your matey, be ye?
Aye. We be blood brothers, but I be sailing alone.
But it be a 6 months' voyage, and you'll be alone on the ship.
That's why you're staying. I couldn't stand another 6 months of you and ye wee be wee ye me wee 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 wee. You give me the ye bees. Now lie down.
Well, a ripe blood brother you turn out to be. Tickle your topsail.
Jimmy, wake up. You're going to be late.
Eh? Oh, Miss Purity, have you seen a ship?
What are you babbling about? Luke, you're supposed to be seeing your teacher at 9 o'clock and it's 8:30 now.
Oh, I was dreaming. We were all marooned on an island. What time did you say it was, Mum?
8:30.
Oh, hurry up while I get dressed. Why didn't you call me? I've got to see me teacher at 9 o'clock about me part in the play.
I've just told you that. So did Susan when she called you at 8 o'clock.
Oh, where's me clean socks? Oh, I remember, under the bed. I didn't hear Susan. She didn't wake me up. Pass me shirt, please, Mum.
Eh? Oh, here you are. Susan said you were out of bed, hopping round the room doing your Long John Silver nonsense. And you threw a pillow at her.
Oh, I remember now. I was still dreaming. I thought we were being attacked by cannibals.
Cannibals?
Yes, and two of them were fighting over me, because there was only one leg. that war paint our Susan puts on.
These pies are done now, Susan. You can take them out of the oven and put the pasties in.
Right, Mother. What about the sandwiches?
I've made them. They're under the cloth there on the kitchen table.
Well, you go in the living room and have a rest, and I'll make you a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, love. I could do with it. Thank goodness New Year's Eve only comes round once a year.
Well, my dear, everything finished now?
Yeah, including me.
Oh, no, come and sit down. I told you not to overdo things.
You also told me that one or two of your friends would be dropping in tonight, and then remembered another 10 you'd invited.
No, they're only coming round to wish us a happy Hogmanay. I told you they won't want anything to eat.
That's what you said last year. And I finished up at 1 o'clock in the morning cooking our Sunday joint. To make sandwiches.
Now, you insisted on giving them...
All right, Father, I don't mind. Only this year I'm making sure we have something to eat tomorrow.
Here's a nice cup of tea, Mother, and one for you, Granddad.
Oh, thanks, love.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Now, you come and sit down. You've been working hard as well as your mother.
Well, I think I'd better go and hide the old pies first. Jimmy should be home soon.
You've got something there. He won't wait till Hogmanay.
Mother, are you going to let him stay up again like last year?
Well, for a little while.
Oh, quiet. It's the new year after all. I mean, Jimmy enjoys a party.
Yes, and stops everybody else from enjoying it. Songs, poems, jokes. You can't knock him down.
Well, I'll tell him not to overdo it.
What? Oh, he'll be worse than ever this year. Now he's Long John Silver, we'll probably have to listen to the whole play.
Come on, don't be so miserable.
What's there to laugh at, except your face?
Hello, what's up with you?
Hey, he's cross with his teacher. Never mind, Jim, forget him. And don't forget tonight,
Wait a minute, isn't little Sir Lawrence Olivier in the play after all?
Yes, he is, Olive Oil.
Oh. What's wrong, then?
Our rotten teacher said I couldn't be rotten Long John Silver. He's give the part to rotten Charlie Thompson.
You mean you haven't got a rotten part?
Oh, he's got a part, all right, but that's why he's cross.
What do you mean?
I'm rotten Miss Purity.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom and Israel Hands, and Brian Truman as Charlie Wheeler and Ben Gunn. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Ozzy rang me up to say he heard about me being Miss Purity. He laughed for 5 minutes. I said, it isn't that funny. He said, it is when you know the rest. Then he told me, at the end of the rotten play, I have to kiss Charlie Thompson. Hurrah, me hearties!
Thank you.